You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Parkinson's disease is the second most common neurodegenerative disorder in the country, behind Alzheimer's. Around 500,000 Americans are diagnosed with Parkinson's, but some experts believe that it is a significant undercount due to undiagnosed or misdiagnosed cases, and that that number could be as high as 1 million diagnoses. However, many people may not be aware of what symptoms look like or how to care for a loved one who's just been diagnosed. This Saturday, the Parkinson's Foundation will be holding its annual Moving Day Walk, which is happening in Sacramento at Sutter's Fort Historic State Park. Jeff Bell is a former radio anchor at KFBK and was diagnosed with Parkinson's in 2023. He joins us now to talk about his journey and his approach to advocacy. Welcome.
Thank you, Vicky. Thanks so much for having me on your program.
Yeah, thank you for taking the time. So you definitely have a history here in Sacramento and in local journalism, but I'd just love to expand a little bit. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So my background is in radio news. I spent about 30 years on the air here in Northern California, eight of which were spent here in Sacramento on KFBK. And I loved my time in the capital city. I stumbled my way into the advocacy world in about 2007 when I published a book about my then long secret battles with OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder. And that led to a second book about living with uncertainty, and it led to a nonprofit about turning personal challenges into service to others with similar challenges. And I thought that sort of established where I was heading with my post-radio career. But in June of 2022, when I was about to retire from KCBS in San Francisco, where I had gone to after KFBK, I started noticing a whole bunch of bizarre symptoms of something that I didn't understand. I was walking like a robot. I was incredibly stiff. My voice was changing. It was becoming very soft and monotone. I was having trouble concentrating. And so I went to see my primary care physician about all this. And she put me through a battery of tests via some specialists out there. And I saw a neurologist and a neuropsychologist and a sleep specialist, an ear, nose, throat specialist. I had a brain MRI, a neuropsychological exam, a sleep study, on and on and on. And nothing was obvious as to what was going on. Everything seemed to come back just fine. It was only after my third visit to a neurologist that I saw a light bulb go off over her head. And she started asking me some questions about Parkinsonism and said to me, "I think this is what you're dealing with." And I guess a big part of my message, Vicky, is that as somebody who worked in the media and someone who did a lot of advocacy over the years, I had no idea that I knew so little about something like Parkinson's disease.
Yeah, I can definitely relate to that. And also just hearing that journey for you, it wasn't really a guarantee that you would reach this diagnosis of Parkinson's, which I can now understand why some experts believe that there are a lot of misdiagnoses or undiagnosed people out there. As you continue to learn more about Parkinson's, why is it so difficult to diagnose?
There are so many different manifestations of Parkinson's. And because my early manifestations did not involve tremor or dyskinesia, which is sort of the flailing arms or the dance-like movements, it wasn't obvious that this is what was going on. My primary symptoms early on were more about rigidity, which is a very common aspect of Parkinson's disease. Slow movement, bradykinesia, as it's called. I developed a tremor, but that came later in the rollout of all of this. And so it just wasn't obvious. And I thought that I understood what PD was about, but never once in the entire year of that long diagnostic process did I or any of the doctors I was talking to actually raise the prospect of it being PD. So I think that's a big part of my awareness efforts right now, just trying to get the word out there that Parkinson's can play out in ways that you might not expect.
What would you like people to know about Parkinson's, what it is, what causes it, and how it can develop over time?
Yeah, so simply put, Parkinson's is a chronic and progressive movement disorder that impacts dopamine-producing cells in the brain. And that can lead to a number of symptoms, movement symptoms and non-movement, and I'll run through just a few of these. I mentioned the rigidity and stiffness. That's very common. It's also common to have a predominant side of your body impacted first. And so the left side of my body was impacted primarily early on, and my left shoulder became so frozen that one of the docs thought I might be dealing with a rotator cuff issue because it was so rigid I could barely put it behind my back. And so you sort of accumulate these different symptoms, whether it's a tremor or rigidity or walking and balance problems. I had a very common problem that's known as facial masking, where I lost expression in my face because of the muscular aspects of all of that. And for the longest time, I just stared off into space and people thought I wasn't paying attention to them. They thought that there was something wrong with my ability to process what they were saying because I would just stare blankly into space for muscular reasons. There are also a number of non-movement aspects of Parkinson's, and they range from depression and anxiety to severe apathy, fatigue. I found myself napping every afternoon for up to 2 hours. In fact, I still do, and that was something that I really had to make peace with over the years. You could have speech and swallowing issues. I had both of those. Sleep issues, a loss of smell. It's just a laundry list of potential symptoms. And I think until someone starts putting them together, it can be very difficult to know what you're working with.
Is there an idea of what leads to Parkinson's, what leads to this disease?
It's a great question, and people really don't know. Researchers think it's a combination of genetic, environmental, and other factors. About 10 to 15% of people with PD do have some kind of a genetic link, but there are a lot of unknowns around that as well.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio, and if you're just joining us, we're talking with Parkinson's awareness advocate Jeff Bell about living with Parkinson's disease ahead of this weekend's Moving Day Walk in Sacramento. Why are community events like this Moving Day Walk? It's taking place across the country. Sacramento is one of many locations this Saturday. Why is it so important to have these moments for the community that goes beyond a single individual diagnosed with Parkinson's, but their loved ones and family members as well?
Absolutely. I think it boils down to awareness, Vicki, just getting the message out there that this disease is out there and it can look like this, that, or the following. And more importantly, that there is a strong community there to support anybody going through this. And not just the individuals who are living with Parkinson's, but those who are caring for those individuals, because that can be a lot of work. It can be very disruptive to life.
What advice do you have for someone who is a caretaker? I mean, being a caretaker is a huge lift. And, you know, you have a life, too, and your own energy, your own health to think about. And sometimes that can take the back burner.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think self-care is the short answer to what you just asked about in terms of what my advice would be to caregivers. It's really easy to let your guard down in terms of taking care of yourself when you're so much of your time is spent taking care of a loved one with Parkinson's. And I think that's part of the messaging as well with this Moving Day coming up on Saturday, is that there is a community out there and there are peer groups that can work wonders in terms of providing a place to share challenges around caregiving as well as living with the disease itself.
Mm. How many people are you expecting? I heard that you're part of Team Pawpaw.
Part of Team Pawpaw, and thank you for asking. Pawpaw is what my three-year-old grandson calls me, and he is a powerful reminder of why I want to do everything I can to stay healthy with Parkinson's. I want to be around there for his future. So yeah, we've got Team Pawpaw that is going to be out there. We're hoping that we're going to attract several hundred people to come out and walk with us. It should be a beautiful day. We're going to be at Sutter's Fort Historic State Park in Sacramento. We're meeting up at 9. It's all very informal. We make laps around the park, and you can make as many or as few laps as you'd like to make, but come on out and meet the community and know that you're not alone.
What has it been like being part of the Parkinson's Foundation? Yeah, I mean, of course, you were diagnosed. You could have kept it insular and stayed with your family and your loved ones, which is completely understandable. But what has been part of this foundation and this part of this larger community meant for you during this time?
It's meant the world to me. And it's very serendipitous in that When I was first told that I might have Parkinsonism, which is just a broader umbrella over Parkinson's, there was a period of time between that appointment and my appointment with a UCSF specialist who made the formal diagnosis. And it was scary. I didn't know. And I was realizing how little I knew about Parkinson's. And the very first call I made was to the Parkinson's Foundation, and they have a helpline. And they were so helpful in terms of walking me through basic information, resources in my area, and so forth. And I remember thinking then and there that this is an organization I want to get involved with. So it's meant a lot to me to be able to give something back to this organization and be a part of their awareness outreach.
Finally, there's no cure for Parkinson's, and they're still trying to figure out what causes it. What does research look like right now for treatments, a cure, better understanding this disease?
Yeah, there's a lot of really cool genetic research going on right now. There is a lot of research going on around better ways to develop or to develop better medications for Parkinson's. The gold standard drug is something called carbidopa-levodopa, which has been in use for years and years, decades, and it's done a wonderful job, not necessarily slowing the progression of the disease, but allowing individuals with Parkinson's to live fairly normal lives because it addresses everything from rigidity to tremor and so forth. So I think a lot of the research is around trying to find ways to help people with PD live more, quote unquote, normal lives, but it's also about trying to find a cure, trying to find the mechanisms behind Parkinson's and ways to stop the progression. There's been a lot of amazing work going on with deep brain stimulation, for example, that has shown a lot of success over the years.
Jeff, thank you so much for stopping by. And this weekend, as you mentioned, the weather's going to be great. Perfect to get out there.
It should be wonderful. And thanks so much for having me on your show, Vicki. I really appreciate it.
Of course. Jeff Bell is a former news anchor for KFBK and a Parkinson's advocate. We've been talking about his experience being diagnosed with the disease and spreading awareness to others. The Parkinson's Foundation will be holding its annual Moving Day Walk this Saturday, May 3rd. It's happening in Sacramento at Sutter's Fort Historic State Park. We have more information on our Insight page. Still ahead, a new children's book is celebrating our inner voices, and you can meet the authors this weekend at Fairy Tale Town. And also, it is time for our monthly arts talk. We're going to hook you up with events for the month of May. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.